In 1947, a young Bedouin shepherd boy was tending his flock of sheep in Qumran on the banks of the Dead Sea. After hearing one of his idly thrown rocks strike a ceramic pot inside a nearby empty cave, the boy found within the broken pot pages of ancient texts. A total of 850 sacred texts were eventually discovered, all around 2,000 years old. These scriptures, now known as the Dead Sea Scrolls, contained many details about an ancient spiritual group called the Essenes. Other teachings of the Essenes have been unearthed from the secret archives of the Vatican. The Essenes were often found in communities where meditation or prayer was an important part of daily life that was dedicated to God. The faithful carried within a beautiful light, the light of God, and this light was to be shared with other inhabitants of the earth. With respect for all forms of life, the Essenes' diet was purely vegetarian. Today, we present the ancient wisdom of the Essenes with an excerpt from the Essene Gospel of Peace, Book 1.
Renew yourselves and fast, for I tell you truly, that Satan and his plagues may only be cast out by fasting and by prayer. Go by yourself and fast alone, and show your fasting to no man. The living God shall see it, and great shall be your reward. And fast till Beelzebub and all his evils depart from you, and all the angels of our earthly mother come and serve you. For I tell you truly, except you fast, you shall never be freed from the power of Satan and from all diseases that come from Satan. Fast and pray fervently, seeking the power of the living God for your healing. While you fast, eschew the sons of men and seek our earthly mother's angels, for he that seeks shall find.
Seek the fresh air of the forest and of the fields, and there in the midst of them shall you find the angel of air. Put off your shoes and your clothing, and suffer the angel of air to embrace all your body. Then breathe long and deeply, that the angel of air may be brought within you. I tell you truly, the angel of air shall cast out of your body all uncleanness which defiled it without and within. And thus shall all evil-smelling and unclean things rise out of you, as the smoke of fire curls upwards and is lost in the sea of the air. For I tell you truly, holy is the angel of air, who cleanses all that is unclean and makes all evil-smelling things of a sweet fragrance.
No man may come before the face of God, whom the angel of air lets not pass. Truly, all must be born again by air and by truth. For your body breathes the air of the earthly mother, and your spirit breathes the truth of the heavenly Father. After the angel of air, seek the angel of water. Put off your shoes and your clothing, and suffer the angel of water to embrace all your body. Cast yourselves wholly into his enfolding arms, and as often as you move the air with your breath, move with your body the water also. I tell you truly, the angel of water shall cast out of your body all uncleanness which defiled it without and within, and all unclean and evil-smelling things shall flow out of you, even as the uncleanness of garments washed in water flow away and are lost in the stream of the river.
I tell you truly, holy is the angel of water who cleanses all that is unclean and makes all evil-smelling things of a sweet fragrance. No man may come before the face of God, whom the angel of water lets not pass. In very truth, all must be born again of water, and in truth, for your body bathes in the river of earthly life, and your spirit bathes in the river of life everlasting. For you receive your blood from our earthly mother, and in truth, from our heavenly Father.
Think not that it is sufficient that the angel of water embrace you outwards only. I tell you truly, the uncleanness within is greater by much than the uncleanness without. And he who cleans himself without, but within remains unclean, is like to tombs that outwards are painted fair, but are within full of all manner of horrible uncleanness and abominations. So I tell you truly, suffer the angel of water to baptize you also within, that you may become free from all your past sins, and that within, likewise, you may become as pure as the river's foam sporting in the sunlight.
Rest kneeling on the ground before the angel of water, and pray to the living God that he will forgive you all your past sins. And pray the angel of water that he will free your body from every uncleanness and disease. And you shall see with your eyes and smell with your nose all the abominations and uncleanness which defile the temple of your body, even all the sins which abode in your body, tormenting you with all manner of pains.
I tell you truly, baptism with water frees you from all of these. Betake your body to the coursing river, and there in the arms of the angel of water, render thanks to the living God that he has freed you from your sins. And this holy baptizing by the angel of water is rebirth unto the new life, for your eyes shall henceforth see, and your ears shall hear. Sin no more, therefore, after your baptism, that the angels of air and of water may eternally abide in you and serve you evermore.
And if afterward there remains within you aught of your past sins and uncleanness, seek the angel of sunlight. Put off your shoes and your clothing, and suffer the angel of sunlight to embrace all your body. Then breathe long and deeply, that the angel of sunlight may be brought within you. And the angel of sunlight shall cast out of your body all evil smelling and unclean things which defiled it without and within. And all unclean and evil smelling things shall rise from you, even as the darkness of night fades before the brightness of the rising sun.
For I tell you truly, holy is the angel of sunlight who cleans out all uncleanness and makes all evil-smelling things of a sweet fragrance. None may come before the face of God, whom the angel of sunlight lets not pass. Truly, all must be born again of sun and of truth. For your body basks in the sunlight of the earthly mother, and your spirit basks in the sunlight of the truth of the heavenly Father.
The angels of air and of water and of sunlight are brethren. They were given to the Son of Man that they might serve him, and that he might go always from one to the other. Holy likewise is their embrace. They are indivisible children of the earthly mother. So do not you put asunder those whom earth and heaven have made one. Let these three brother angels enfold you every day, and let them abide with you through all your fasting.
For I tell you truly, the power of evils, all sins, and uncleanness shall depart in haste from that body which is embraced by these three angels. As these flee from a deserted house at the coming of the Lord of the house, one by the door, one by the window, and the third by the roof, each where he is found and whither he is able, even so shall flee from your bodies all evils of evil, all past sins, and all uncleanness and diseases which defiled the temple of your bodies.
When the earthly mother's angels enter into your bodies, in such ways that the lords of the temples repossess it again, then shall all evil smells depart in haste, by your breath and by your skin, corrupt waters by your mouth and by your skin, by your hinder and your privy parts. And all these things you shall see with your eyes, and smell with your nose, and touch with your hands. And when all sins and uncleanness are gone from your body, your blood shall become as pure as our earthly mother's blood, and as the river's foam sporting in the sunlight.
And your breath shall become as pure as the breath of odorous flowers, your flesh as pure as the flesh of fruits reddening upon the leaves of trees, the light of your eye as clear and bright as the brightness of the sun shining upon the blue sky. And now shall all the angels of the earthly mother serve you, and your breath, your blood, your flesh shall be one with the breath, the blood, and the flesh of the earthly mother, that your spirit also may become one with the spirit of your heavenly Father.
For truly, no one can reach the heavenly Father unless through the earthly mother, even as no newborn babe can understand the teaching of his father till his mother has suckled him, bathed him, nursed him, put him to sleep and nurtured him. While the child is yet small, his place is with his mother, and he must obey his mother. When the child is grown up, his father takes him to work at his side in the field, and the child comes back to his mother only when the hour of dinner and supper is come. And now his father teaches him, that he may become skilled in the works of his father. And when the father sees that his son understands his teaching and does his work well, he gives him all his possessions, that they may belong to his beloved son, and that his son may continue his father's work.
I tell you truly, happy is that son who accepts the counsel of his mother and walks therein. And 100 times more happy is that son who accepts and walks also in the counsel of his father. For it was said to you, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon this earth. But I say to you, sons of man, honor your earthly mother, and keep all her laws, that your days may be long on this earth. And honor your heavenly Father, that eternal life may be yours in the heavens. For the heavenly Father is 100 times greater than all fathers by seed and by blood, and greater is the earthly mother than all mothers by the body.
And dearer is the Son of Man in the eyes of his heavenly Father and of his earthly mother than are children in the eyes of their fathers by seed and by blood, and of their mothers by the body. And more wise are the words and laws of your heavenly Father and of your earthly mother than the words and the will of all fathers by seed and by blood, and of all mothers by the body. And of more worth also is the inheritance of your heavenly Father and of your earthly mother, the everlasting kingdom of earthly and heavenly life, than all the inheritances of your fathers by seed and by blood, and of your mothers by the body.
And your true brothers are all those who do the will of your heavenly Father and of your earthly mother, and not your brothers by blood. I tell you truly, that your true brothers in the will of the heavenly Father and of the earthly mother will love you 1,000 times more than your brothers by blood. For since the days of Cain and Abel, when brothers by blood transgressed the will of God, there is no true brotherhood by blood. And brothers do unto brothers as do strangers. Therefore I say to you, love your true brothers in the will of God 1,000 times more than your brothers by blood.
For your heavenly Father is love. For your earthly mother is love. For the Son of Man is love.
It is by love that the heavenly Father and the earthly mother and the Son of Man become one. For the spirit of the Son of Man was created from the spirit of the heaven Father, and his body from the body of the earthly mother. Become therefore perfect as the spirit of your heavenly Father and the body of your earthly mother are perfect, and so love your heavenly Father as he loves your spirit, and so love your earthly mother as she loves your body. And so love your true brothers, as your heavenly Father and your earthly mother love them. And then your heavenly Father shall give you his Holy Spirit, and your earthly mother shall give you her holy body. And then shall the sons of men, like true brothers, give love to one another, the love which they received from their heavenly Father and from their earthly mother, and they shall all become comforters one of another.
And then shall disappear from the earth all evil and all sorrow, and there shall be love and joy upon earth. And then shall the earth be like the heavens, and the kingdom of God shall come. And then shall come the Son of Man in all his glory to inherit the kingdom of God. And then shall the sons of men divide their divine inheritance, the kingdom of God. For the sons of men live in the heavenly Father and in the earthly mother, and the heavenly Father and the earthly mother live in them. And then with the kingdom of God shall come the end of the times. For the heavenly Father's love gives to all life everlasting in the kingdom of God. For love is eternal. Love is stronger than death.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I tell what is to come, and know all secrets and all wisdom, and though I have faith strong as the storm, which lifts mountains from their seat, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and give all my fire that I have received from my Father, but have not love, I am in no ways profited. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious, works not evil, knows not pride, is not rude, neither selfish, is slow to anger, imagines no mischief, rejoices not in injustice, but delights in justice.
Love defends all. Love believes all. Love hopes all. Love bears all. Never exhausts itself. But as for tongues, they shall cease. And as for knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we have truth in part, and error in part. But when the fullness of perfection is come, that which is in part shall be blotted out. When a man was a child, he spoke as a child, understood as a child, thought as a child. But when he became a man, he put away childish things. For now we see through a glass and through dark sayings. Now we know in part, but when we are come before the face of God, we shall not know in part, but even as we are taught by him. And now remain these three: faith and hope and love. But the greatest of these is love.
It was a pleasure to have you today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after noteworthy news. Farewell and heaven bless.